T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Greetings, family. How you doing? Hope you're doing great. You're tuned into Kingston Vibes right here on 949 HD2 Bob Radio. Have one of my longtime musician reggae friends, Tim Pacheco, is in the studio from Sidecar, man. What's going on, Tim? How's the vibes?
Irie, everything's always good. Especially good day. I get to hang out with you, Dougie. What's up?
We've been hanging out a lot. Tim has his band Sidecar. They've been playing San Diego for many, many years. Tim also toured with Big Mountain for 4 years. He also has another side project called the Southtown Generals. I think you've heard of them. So Tim has been a stalwart in the reggae community in San Diego for many, many years. And he's still playing, still classic, still Mr. Perfect Pitch on the microphone.
Wow. Jeez. Well, thank you. You got the great radio voice, though.
Oh, man. Thanks. It's kind of wild when you stack up the resumes, like all the things that you did, and people start saying, like, whoa, I did all that. It was crazy, wow. crazy.
Some cool stuff. I've been blessed. I've been able to do some cool stuff, you know.
Definitely. You've done some amazing stuff. How many Sidecar records are there?
I believe there's like 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5.
Over the years, yeah, that mm-hmm, we put out. Mm-hmm. And I've never really been, how you say, mainstream anything. I've always been in my own little pocket of music, how I write and how I perform my stuff. So it's always been kind of hard for me to be in like a pigeonhole into one category to promote or vibe like that. So I've always been kind of just floating around.
Yeah, you're like an independent contractor, independent assassin.
Just doing my thing, you know, just having fun.
Definitely. Now, I when I first moved to San Diego, I heard Sidecar, and it was been always great. And we were on other bands, the Shepherds, and you've been mixed up in a lot of bands. But your newest project is Southtown Generals,
yeah,
right? Uh-huh. That's your newest project.
Yeah, newest, oldest.
Newest, oldest. That record's really good. You had Jimmy Kai on there. Yeah. You had one of the guys from B-Side, right? Agua Dulce.
Oh, Dante Thomas.
Dante Thomas,
yes.
Yeah.
The Notorious.
And Pele, the Swedish maestro.
Baker, he's the best. Yeah, but you know what? That whole thing came together like in perfect timing. Is that's kind of the way it worked out. It wasn't like we weren't trying to do anything, really. We were just kind of just, I was doing Sidecar. Webby was obviously with POD, and they were taking a break. You know, they were taking a little time out. And when I was touring with POD, me and Webby, in between shows, we would go hit the bars and we would jump up on people's stuff, me, ODZ, and Wovey, and we would just jam in random bars around the world.
Wow. I did not know that.
That's what we would do. We did some crazy shit. One time we ended up at the place where the old soldiers go, BFW.
VFW
in like Missouri or somewhere crazy, and it was like full of nothing but bikers and cops, and we were in there playing reggae. It was crazy. They loved it. But yeah, but we always talked about doing a reggae band. Me and Wovey,
that was one of the key ingredients right in the band is Wov, the drummer from POD, right?
Yeah.
And when last time you guys played, I was talking to Wov, and he's like, Carlos, this is great. I always wanted my own reggae band, and you're giving me that opportunity to get off and do the reggae stuff, right?
Wovey's a really talented drummer, man. You know, he's a... I've known him for a lot of years. Him and my wife were cousins. They grew up together.
Okay.
So when me and Webb started doing shows together, it was before POD even got signed. We used to do shows in Mexico together.
Oh, wow.
With my band Soul Power.
Soul Power, that's right.
Joaquin Hernandez, which is Cumbia Machin. And so like everybody in town, we all have We've all been playing with each other in each other's bands.
And Soul Rack, right? You were in Soul Rack.
Yeah, Carlos too.
Carlos Paez from B-Side Players also had a project with him.
He inherited that band, yeah.
And Black Market Disciples.
Black Market Disciples. That was me and Carlos's little thing that we did in the. We wanted to do a record because, you know, we're crazy. We're always making songs up and stuff. And we did it like if we were doing like a hip-hop record. We did one turntable, a mic, and we had a little SP-202 hard drive recorder. And we took all our drum beats from albums. Carlos, he would pick vinyl and get break beats.
Right.
And I would put bass guitar, keyboards, and guitar, and then write lyrics to that. We did two records worth of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Everything we ever done was just never really picked up by
And anybody. both you guys are doing great. Carlos's band, B-Side Player, is doing great.
Oh, your band Carlos is a genius.
Yeah, man.
He's a genius.
So, Tim, being in the reggae scene for so long, what could you say how the reggae scene has developed or how it's changed since you've been a reggae musician? What how do you see the reggae music? What direction do you see the music going? And where have you seen it come from?
Well, in the 90s, because I'm an older guy, you know, I'm an older gentleman. In the 90s, when we were coming up, the only reggae bands that we seen came up from L.A., Detour Posse, you know, those cats that came from there. It was like that L.A. reggae vibe. And they still have their vibe. It's different than any other San Diego. There's a different way that they play reggae in L.A. So that's all we pretty much got. There was no reggae bands there. The Shepherds, NZ Ruff.
Right. Kush,
Elijah Emanuel. That was
Gnarly Bros, Common Sense, you know, and stuff like
that. Those are North
L.A., right?
L.A. But for San Diego, we didn't have any. There was no reggae scene. It was more of a jazz band.
Carter Freefers had a little stint.
Yeah, at the time, it was more of a jam band scene in the 90s. There was more of that. Carl Denson and bands called Faz there was a lot of different jazz bass. There's a lot of good musicians in town. So one thing I noticed that a lot of the kids that are coming up, a lot of them came up with, I noticed they're listening to old Jamaican reggae, old dancehall reggae, UK reggae.
Right.
You know, and that's predominantly what the youth that came out in Dago, all the musicians are just playing that. So now we got an influx of maybe 25 reggae bands all playing the same thing. And it's just kind of flooded the whole scene to the point where when people say reggae band, they instantly think of Cali reggae, you know.
Right.
Which is, to me, isn't really, I'm old school. I don't consider, you know, reggae to me. Is
right. You're more into the old school Jamaican style reggae instead of more the California, Cali, Cali roots reggae.
Maybe I'm old. I'm my dad now.
My lawn.
I appreciate the fact that, you know, I know it's hard because the school don't have music programs anymore.
Right.
You know, and a lot of kids don't have access to actual musicians. And the music now is so basic, they're really, unless they're digging crates and looking up old bands that are actually playing chord progressions and arrangements and vocal
like the Expanders and Simkin Project. We do have a couple bands that take the Jamaican mold but put their little California twist on it, which is nice, right?
Yeah,
really good.
It's pop music. That's, you know, it's what it is now. It's popular music.
Yeah, it's getting really popular now. At one time, you were right. I put it down on paper a few years ago. I had over 40 reggae bands in San Diego, reggae style.
Carlos, we've been doing this since we were kids. Remember?
Yeah.
You know. We know.
Yeah.
There was,
You
were the scene. We were the scene.
Yeah.
There was no scene.
There was no scene.
You go to Trade Roots to get your mixtapes.
Albums.
There was not even any Trade Roots anymore, you know. That whole little pocket of people was gone. And for me, like I said, to me being in a scene, I never really belonged to any really, really scene. You know, because the players I played with, Sykar has mutated because of the players that I played with. Every person that comes to the band brings their flavor and their influence and their technique and their way of playing that I can't change.
Right.
You know, so no matter how I have a song, it goes like this. When I show these group of people that song, it's going to change.
The dynamics change,
it
right?
It has to, because they're different people, and it's different, and they're interpreting differently. So for me, it's like, I got over the whole, it has to be this way, years ago.
Right. I understand that.
Now I embrace the now. Mm-hmm. You know, when I rehearse people, we don't rehearse songs like, like we're gonna do parts and stuff, you know.
So right, right, right.
This is how the tune goes, and then when we play it live, trust me, it's gonna be different.
Right, right. I know. I've been to some rehearsals. Yeah, you know, and it changes because the energy from the crowd also affects the music.
Totally.
Right.
If the whole crowd's dancing, why would you want to change and go do a slow song on the set list?
Right.
You just keep on playing.
You just keep on playing. That's right. That's right. So it's
things
great to have you here.
You learn when you get old.
It's great to have you here. Now we've seen the music come as a Jamaican bass style music into more of a Cali roots music. Where do you see the music in 5 years? Where do you think what's going to happen in 5 years?
Shoot, man, that's hard to say.
Do you think it's going to the pendulum's going to swing back to more traditional reggae, or you think it's going to keep on getting more experimental and more popish?
I think it's going to get more washed out. It already has. I mean, lyric content wise, and the whole meaning of what reggae is, rebel music. It's like. People that don't have a voice, that never had a voice,
right,
found a voice in music and reached people that never couldn't even understand that way of life. Americans can't comprehend that way of life, even though they say I get it. You can't unless you live in
unless you've actually done the struggling, unless you've the music of the sufferer, right?
Yeah,
the sufferer, the real sufferer.
That's just how they live. And they're just expressing how they're doing it, how they're getting by their suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that music doesn't, to me, doesn't sound like they're crying about their suffering.
Right, right, right. Because there really is kind of like two venues in the reggae scene. You could be like a Bob Marley, peace and love song type of stuff. Or it could be like a Peter Tosh militant style traditional thing.
Bob wasn't really a peace and love, unless you're talking about the Legend album, which was produced by American.
Right. No, he did. He definitely had some more revolutionary songs, but he had a softer message. He wasn't so militant.
I think Bob would slap you if he said he was soft.
Well,
I'm just saying, Bob, maybe people took it differently because, you know, the way he was. But to me, his songs are hard.
His songs are heavy duty, and you know, the lyrical content
and the
is
lyrics
heavy.
Are simple and effective.
Deep, deep, deep lyrics.
They make you think. They're not like obvious things, you know.
It's like the, you know, the songs that Bob sings. You know, when he sings, I hear some of those songs, and I think he's even talking about our political scheme right now. Right? Total destruction is the only solution. You know, it's like stuff like that.
Business as usual. So that's my only thing, you know, like, I'm not trying to be like, you know, if you're in a band, you have to do, like, you have an obligation to be a positive influence. And I don't say that at all, because, like, some of my favorite music is really heavy rock stuff. I like heavy music. I like hardcore music. I like stuff that's angst, too, you know what I mean? And I can connect with that on a level that, like, I could say I love it because I have that in me, too.
Right.
You know, and I love country music. I listen to a lot of country, old country like Merle and Willie and, you know, stuff like that. Because I grew up
George Jones.
Old stuff. Whoa. You're right to the George Jones.
So what about some new recordings for Sidecar or Southtown Generals? Is there a number two album coming for Southtown Generals?
Me and Webby are recording. Right now we've got about 6 songs in the can.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been writing. When we write, man, when it's just, we go up there and we just vibe and... The music part's easy for me. It's just coming up with the lyrics. You know, I don't want to be cliche. I don't want. It's my opportunity. I get 4 minutes to make my point across. That's all you get. 4 minutes. So
right.
You know, once you put it down, it's down. You gotta.
Yeah, you gotta live with it. You gotta deal with it.
Like when I listened to that Southtown Generals record. I listened to that, and I was really, really sick when I was recording that record. I was still on dialysis, and I was in the middle of my dialysis. I was going downhill. I was super depressed, and me and Webby were going through hard times, and that's why we did that project, you know? And then after a minute, it was like, I was like, damn, Webby, we should do this, man. We should book some gigs. And he was like, well, we need a record. Next thing you know... We did it all ourselves on Webby's little Pro Tools setup in the Tribal Studio. We all got together and we started writing tunes. Dante Thomas, great songwriter. Pele, great arrangement guy, great soloist, great mind. He thinks outside the box. He's Swedish, you know. He came from a whole other country, so he doesn't think like me at all, and I love him for that.
Right.
Jimmy Kai, he's an OG.
Yeah, maestro.
Especially for reggae, and the way he plays his keys, the way he chooses his bubbles. There's there's so many different ways to bubble, and Jimmy Kai's a master of where to put it. You know, so it was easy to come up with genius stuff, and I'm really proud of that record. That record wrote itself.
It's a great record. We just heard No Room for Rasta. The whole album is really nice. Masterpiece, Telephone Line, so much great music on there, man. What are some other tunes on there?
Rasta in Rome is a pretty cool tune. It's one of Pele's came up with a groove. That's one of the kind of slower tunes on the album. It's really offbeat and genius that, you know, he writes that really, you know, ballady stuff. He did another nice little ballady song on the new record that we're doing.
Okay.
That we're coming up with. And Sidecar 2, we got me and Kiki have been writing tunes.
Okay.
Got some reggae stuff that you might want to listen to. I like to
fantastic
write by you because you're the critique in
fantastic
town.
Well, you know, I love new music. That's what the show is really... It's turned into, I try to feature all the brand newest, freshest music stuff. So even before it's released, yeah. I get a lot of new stuff, and I always filter through all that stuff, try to find the best tunes through all that stuff, and give you guys just the gems of the brand new stuff. That's what Club Kingston Vibes is all about right here on Bob Radio.
Good, man. I'm really glad that you're this much more involved in the scene than before, just being a DJ.
It makes it easy to book and do shows when I have great bands like you. That's always going to satisfy the crowd, and they're always going to walk away happy and smiling. It's always beautiful to have you here. You know, it's been nice to have you here, Tim.
Thank you, Carmen.
We'll probably have you back again. Yeah. You bring your guitar next time or something,
sure,
right?
Sure,
bring your guitar, and we'll have Smalls
bring
here in the
spoons.
Studios. Some spoons. And we'll have a little rasper. Yeah,
washboard. And we'll do some spoon solo.
It will be great. Great. So, Tim, you're performing our pre-Thanksgiving party this Wednesday night over at Club Kingston. What do you want to tell the masses about coming on out?
Well, first of all, it's always a good time. Always some smashing tunes. Carlos always pulls out the good stuff when he's spinning. No cover, so come on, spend your money at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your friends to meet you down there. Friendly atmosphere. There's a nice kebab shop next door. And you're going to hear some good music from Shocks Almighty, a ska band from the North County. They've been
excellent
playing
band.
For
excellent
a lot
band.
Of years. Mike's been doing this a long time. He's not a
Stinky.
Stinky's no kid. He's been doing this a while. Jaco Baca on sax, the newest one. They got a nice little thing going. And of course, Sidecar. I'm going to have Pele play guitar on this gig. Kiki, the Dave Carano's are on the bass guitar these days. I've been playing with Dave for over 20 years.
Oh, man.
Epic guitar player.
Great.
And just an accomplished bass player as well. You know, I like his out of the box playing.
No, he's excellent. He's excellent. Now, you guys played at the end of the month last month. You guys did like a 2-hour set. It was amazing. We're looking forward to the same thing this Wednesday. But if you're out of town this Wednesday, you're going to go see family. Sidecar will be back at Club Kingston December 28th, right?
That's
so we
right.
always try to give you the good quality music. Always give you something
We're
happy to go home
Santa,
with.
Our Santa hats that show.
Okay, bring your Santa hats, bring some gifts and stuff. Well, maybe we'll do a donation for all the refugees in Mexico. We'll try to help them out, all right?
We'll do that.
All right, so if you guys want to bring some food, some canned stuff, Wednesday night, please bring some canned food stuff. All that stuff will go to the Haitian refugees in Tijuana, and we'll just be giving thanks and praise to the Most High.
And support your local musicians. Support your bands out there trying to do it for whatever reasons they're doing it. They're out there doing it.
That's right. Now, Reefa has this thing on Wednesday night down in the South Bay, and Reefa also has this thing on Thursday nights at Gallagher's. That's moving to Tuesday.
I was hanging out with Reefa last night.
Yeah, that's changing over there. THC, their reggae night, is moving from Thursday to Tuesday. So we have a whole week of stuff going on here in San Diego. So support all the bands. U31 is a great show this weekend. Ranking Joe is going to be there. It's amazing stuff. Tune into the show. Check out Bob Bestie, all the shows, all the tickets you guys want. Any final words from you, Tim?
Just keep coming out, listen to live music. We need people to come out and listen to live music so we can keep doing it.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate
we will see you again, my brother.